Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And as we look to wrap up some major themes that have certainly made headlines, we need to go back to how this impacts our pockets, the economy, and is very telling of some of the trends that we happen to witness. You might recall that we've recently discussed the fact that online retail in South Africa is booming, up and making up at least 10% of overall retail sales. But have you ever considered that every time you add an item to your cart and check out, how it is that all the details work in the background to actually facilitate this kind of process? Well, this is where technology partners as well as payment leaders like MasterCard continue to not only show the innovation that they are implementing that transforms South Africa's digital retail economy, but also enabling us as entrepreneurs to ensure that our payments and solutions can be used effectively. To tell us more about this, we're joined by the country manager at MasterCard Southern Africa, Gabriel Swanepoel. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Gabriel, and thank you so much for making time.
Good day. Thank you for having me, and good day to your listeners too.
We're certainly living in exciting times, Gabriel, especially if we take a look at the uptick in online sales. I guess for many South Africans, this might be something that we shied away from well over 5, 6, or even 7 years ago. But from what we understand, online retail is actually projected to surpass 130 billion rand in this year, 2025. Help us understand what is actually driving this acceleration outside of our own consumption spending in South Africa.
So it's been an absolutely phenomenal story. We've seen this growth coming at the back of some real, what we like to call a structural shift in the way that consumers relate to merchants overall. And that includes all channels. It includes, you know, online retail, it includes bricks and mortar and face-to-face retail. And it's been a fascinating story to watch. If you consider that, you know, online retail back in 2023 contributed about 71 billion rand, 2024, 96 billion rand. And for this year, we're on track to achieve 130 billion rand in terms of total sales. And it comes at the back of entities like ShopRite 66, ShopRite Checkers 6060, just doing so well, right? With their turnover up 47% in H1 2025. You know, Woolies is showing strong growth with online sales up 37%. And what we're starting to recognize is a digitally native generation that is really comfortable to transact online, and it becomes the channel of choice. And with that channel of choice, there's a restructural reset, if you want, that enables, you know, retailers to meet consumers how they want, when they want, and where they want.
That's true. And in a market like South Africa, that's rather unique, right? Because there's some retail outlets and even consumers who prefer to use cash in a bricks and mortar store or even in some of the informal environments that they're in. And then there's others like myself who tap away using our phones and mobile devices. But I'm quite keen to understand, you know, how do we find this place of intersection regarding growth online and its comparison to physical retail, especially given the fact that this might indicate a significant shift we're seeing within the South African commerce space?
I think what we need to recognize is that, you know, as early as 3 or 4 years ago, you would never have imagined to be in, you know, for lack of a better term, a secondary city in South Africa and be able to, you know, conveniently remotely order, you know, everything from grocery items to fashion, yeah, and have it delivered at your front door. And I think what we need to recognize is that the distribution capability that's been introduced, and certainly, you know, ShopRite Checkers has had a big role to play, so did Woolies. But I think that what we're starting to see come through is you know, the distribution capability built at the back of Takealot, you know, Amazon entering South Africa, and what it's causing is this marker of permanence, right? And this marker of permanence means that we're going to see more and more online platforms being able to onboard local retailers that then can access broader markets. And if you then consider that traditional retail is only growing at 1-2% beyond the bricks and mortar space, this 35% year-on-year growth in online retail means that it's a developing platform that is now able to access more South African consumers through a broader network of distributors that can make sure that there's access to products that they weren't before. And so I just think that if we look from our online retail study around how, you know, what the feedback has been, 93% of retailers are saying in the survey that they're confident that we're going to see that marker in terms of growth coming through over the next 5 years, which I think is just massively exciting for South Africa.
It is exciting. And as you say, there's still opportunities for growth. So where are the gaps here that could drive and see new innovations being developed?
So I think what's working well is that, you know, there's at the heart of the payment is the trust element, right? And I think that the embedded trust, the way that consumers have embraced online commerce, the way that the broader financial services community has ensured that fraud is managed in an appropriate way, I think that contributes a lot to the embedded trust, and it gives it more comfort for consumers to transact online. I think secondly is the user experience. You know, I don't know if you remember, but even a couple of years ago, we would very much be in the position where if you check out, it's a cumbersome process. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't, the direction of getting to the actual checkout page would be problematic. Internet bandwidth wasn't as reliable as it is today, and there was a lot of drop-offs. And I think most of those issues have either been addressed or it's a lot better than what it was before. And so, you know, from a MasterCard point of view, what we are interested in is to ensure that that security, speed and trust is bolstered in the way that these types of solutions are getting deployed. And so, you know, if you think about one-click checkout on an Amazon, for example, or, you know, that the transparent delivery costs that are displayed, or the way that the experience is presented and there's some level of standardization across your experience from different platforms. All of that, you know, all of that are good things. I think where we can do better is that, you know, there's always a little bit of friction still in the process. So we need to think about how do we create that transparency to the consumer. If there's any hidden costs, that we, you know, explain that a little bit better. Address things like high shipping fees, clunky checkout processes, and think about how those user experience items are more streamlined as part of the broader holistic experience.
And this is important, right? Because as you said, it helps to build trust. And trust is also important when it comes to mitigating fraud, which we know online is also a surge that is also growing quite significantly, especially if we take a look at outside influencers. What significant investments has MasterCard made here?
So I think unfortunately, you know, we continue to invest in making sure that we can mitigate fraud. You know, as technology increases and as we have better tools that assist in distribution and provide more convenience and options and choice to consumers, so too are, you know, fraudsters learning and applying new technology. So for us, it's always a function to make sure that we stay at the cutting edge around fraud mitigation and fraud management. I think then, you know, what we're also investing in is to make sure that we address and harness the ability to meet the consumers where they're at. So when we think about, you know, your ability to check out on a mobile device, for example, and the user experience that is associated to it, we make sure that the way that your card is presented within that environment, the way that the merchant, you know, integrate with MasterCard as a payment option, and all of the different stakeholders are congruent to one standardized approach that ensures that it's a frictionless and safe checkout process. And so we continue to invest in infrastructure, not just, you know, in terms of supporting all of our different stakeholders, but also to stay in line with the local regulator.
100%. Speaking of regulation in South Africa, I'm aware that MasterCard as an organization is also playing its part through the B20 via the Digital Transformation Task Force and has played an active role in actually sharing recommendations to really help governments alter their policies for digital equality in South Africa, but also across many other nations. I'm quite keen to understand, you know, when you take a look at the South African environment, the growth, the investments you've made, the opportunities that exist, and of course, what that looks like across parts of the continent that you also take care of. Where are we? Are we globally competitive? Are we managing to punch above our weight and actually go toe-to-toe with some of our global counterparts?
I think we definitely are globally competitive. I think that there's areas within the broader retail environment in South Africa where we can compete with the best out there globally. But I also think that we need to recognize that South Africa is a tale of two sides of a coin. Mm. The one is a formalized economy that does extremely well has got, you know, the best access and infrastructure in terms of retail deployment and you know, payment processing capability. But we have a very, very large diaspora community in South Africa. We have a thriving township economy, but a township economy that's still largely driven by cash. One of the responsibilities we have as MasterCard globally is to bring 1 billion people into the formal economy, and South Africa will definitely contribute to that. And we contribute by to that to invest in infrastructure, to make sure that, you know, retailers have got the digital acceptance tools to accept digital transactions in the way that they transact, and to also make sure that we provide access to the smaller micro enterprises, entrepreneurs that want to be able to access new markets, like we talked about a little bit earlier, that wants to be able to exchange value, that want to be able to, you know, access credit in order to grow their businesses. And MasterCard has got a big role to play in that.
100%. Gabriel, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir, and all the best going forward. We look forward to the exciting innovations that do come through from MasterCard going forward.
Gugulethu, thank you very much for having me. It was been a pleasure to speak with you.
Gabriel Swanepoel is the country manager at MasterCard Southern Africa.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.